How's everyone? Good to see everybody. Amen. Smiles? Everybody smiling? I miss the meet and greet. You know, when we meet and greet and shake hands and hug and all that, but I guess maybe one day in the future we'll be able to do that again. I'm sure we will. Who knows? But not right now. I'm trying to be safe and responsible and all that good stuff. We're going to be in Joshua chapter 1 this morning. Joshua chapter 1. Stand for the reading of God's Word, if you don't mind. Stand one more time. Seems like we're standing and standing. So Joshua 1, and we're going to go over a very famous verse that I may have preached 5 times already, but it's okay. This is what the Lord wants us to do this morning. Verse 8 and 9. Joshua 1, 8 and 9. So here we go. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Lord, for this church family. Thank you for the opportunity to come here and worship you and not have to worry about guns and bullets and bombs or some crazy people coming in and kicking in our door and telling us what we can do and can't do. Well, we don't ever want to take that for granted. Lord, we want to keep praying and trusting you and repenting of our sins. Lord, forgive us as a people in America. Forgive us of our wicked ways and our sins. Lord, we just pause for a minute and ask for your mercy and your grace, your wisdom, your leadership. Father, we pray for our leaders, from the president right on down to the local people running our cities and counties and states. We pray for our missionaries around the country. Lord, we're getting ready to come up on Lottie Moon and that time, and Christmas shoe boxing, and all those are exciting times. And let us not forget that we're actually really, really blessed to be where we're at in our lives here in America. But Lord, we are trying our best to provide a little bit of hope and a little bit of love to those kids around the world that need our help, from the compassion kids to the shoebox kids and the missionaries. And Lord, we don't ever want to forget our military. Lord, we lift them up during this time. Some of them are going to be gone in dangerous places, away from their families during this holiday time. So we lift them up. Lord, help me. Jesus' name. Amen. Man, I thought, I don't ever want to be one of those preachers that just pray those long prayers. You know, you just can't hardly help it. You know, there's stuff inside of me, the Holy Spirit's moving, and I can feel the Lord, and I just, sometimes in my prayers, I just want to start preaching, you know. Maybe that's not a bad thing, right? I don't know. Sometimes it's like fire shut up in my bones, and I'm like, man, you know, Adam, or he's preaching this Sunday. I'm just kidding, really. It's a blessing. I'm so grateful and glad to have Adam and Heath and all the ministry work that these guys do. Adam's going to be preaching for me in the last Sunday of the month, of December. So we're looking forward to that for sure. Amen. So Joshua 1, 8 through 9. Now, as we're all aware, we have a very special day coming up this week. And this is probably going to be one of the most important elections in our lifetime. So I'm not going to meddle into politics, but I think I do need to touch on it briefly. Amen? I think it's that serious. I really believe, you know, that the line has been drawn in the ground. Some of you know what I mean. It's like now we have to say and do what the Lord's called us to do and say. You know, and I believe we're at that time. If all goes planned, we in America are going to elect the next president of the United States. This person is going to play a major part in determining the moral compass and the future of our country. So more than any time I can remember in my lifetime, this is a really, really important time to pray, to fast for our country. Amen? You know, the Lord told Joshua that he was about to go into a new land. And as he went into this new land, he needed to pray. He needed to keep God's word right there in his face, day and night. And he needed to be courageous. He needed to be brave and courageous. And my friends, I believe no matter who wins the election next week, America is going to change. I'm not standing up here as a prophet or anything like that. I think most of you feel that in your spirit. Expert, conservative sociologists, if there is any of those left in America, are saying that things are really going to change next week. Now, I'm not a alarmist. I'm not a conspiracy theorist or any of that. I'm pretty positive and motivated and optimistic type person. But I think some of these folks are right. Because if one side wins, there's going to be things happen. If another side wins, I guarantee you there's going to be some things that's going to happen. And without going into details, I think we all know what I mean. So let's pray. We're moving into a new land. And I believe we're getting closer and closer to the end of this age, as the Bible talks about. America is giving forth birthing pains. The world is giving forth birthing pains. 1 Thessalonians 5:2 and 5 talks about it. 1 Thessalonians 5:2 and 5. For you know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when you say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. Jesus is coming, my friends. Let us all examine our own hearts and make sure of our own salvation. We are not saved based on our church membership. We're not saved because we went to church for a long time or for all of our life. We're not saved because of grandmother or grandfather or your parents. It's an individual decision that each person makes within their own heart to recognize yourself as a sinner in need of a Savior. And we place our faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. It's a personal thing. And the Bible says you become born again. You become you're adopted in the family of God. And the Holy Spirit comes in and fills you and seals you until that day. That's a glorious thing, isn't it? But until that day, the Lord comes and cracks those clouds, right? Until that day, God has instructed us to live on this earth, to be fruitful and love our neighbors, and spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As yes, you can be saved. You can have eternal life. God can heal your marriage. God can deliver you from whatever you're bound in. Amen? Now, in our main text for today, the Lord told Joshua he was about to go into a new land. He needed to pray daily. He needed to be courageous. Amen? So how do we really do that? That sounds great. That's even motivating. But how do we really do that? Now in the Hebrew, the words strong and courageous basically mean the same thing. And here's what they mean, if you're taking notes. It means to be strong. It means to be alert. It means to be brave. It means to be stout and bold. And it means to be solid. That's what it means. I think a lot of those things have to do with our character too, right? Our character, all the integrity stuff. And Psalms 31:24 says this, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you whose hope is in the Lord." Hebrews 10:23-25 says this, "Let us hold steadfastly to the hope we profess. For he," everybody say he, "for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together." Not giving up in meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the last day approaching. What a fitting scripture. Amen? Really? Now, in the Hebrew, the word afraid, because God told Joshua not to be afraid. Don't be afraid. Okay, so in the Hebrew, that word afraid means, ready? To tremble, to dread, to fear, to be terrified, to cause to worry. So, again, how do we really do that? That sounds great. So, he told Joshua to get into the Word and saturate himself into this Word. So let's talk about that for just a minute. How do we do that? So let's take a look at that tiny scripture that can set us free from anxiety and worry and fear. And we're talking about, it's Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Darius is going to put it up if you want to just look at the screen. It's Luke chapter 12, verse 32. So God told Joshua to get into the Word, basically, and learn the Scripture. Put it around our heart. Proverbs tells us all the time, right? Wrap it around our neck. And so this is how we can live our life today, next week after the election. Whatever's going to happen. It might turn out to be great, wonderful. Little craziness, and then it might just settle down. We'll pray and hope that that's what happens. But whatever happens, this is one scripture that you can focus on. We're going to stop right here, and we're going to meditate on this scripture. The Bible is full of all these scriptures that helps us not worry, not be anxious. Full of them. But we're going to stay right here for about 10 or 11 and a half minutes. Right? So let's look at this. So bear with me. If you're taking notes, here's the time to circle and underline and this kind of thing. So Luke chapter 12, verse 32, it says, "Do not," everybody read it with me. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. "Do not fear, little flaw. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's it. There's the scripture. You should be all better now. We can all pack up and go home. You shouldn't have any worry or fear. Hardly. That's not the way it works. So as we find a scripture, we want to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to make that rhema. Rhema means to become alive, becomes alive, and it ministers to you. So let's pause for a minute and let's look at that scripture. We're going to meditate on it. Everybody with me? So I'm going to go into teaching mode here, so y'all hang with me. If you're taking notes, this will be a good time to take notes. Do not fear. So if you have a Greek, a little Greek Bible or blue letter Bible on your app on your phone, you can start looking up the little Greek words or Webster's Dictionary. Get the dictionary out. This may seem simple and insult some of you, your intelligence, but just hang with me, okay? So do not fear. What does that mean? You want to write that in maybe your own words. It means don't be anxious. I mean, Jesus is already telling these guys about the birds and the flowers, and they don't care about what they wear and eat and yada yada, right? And he was saying, don't worry about all that. God understands and knows your needs. God knows what's going to happen next week. He knows what's going to happen in the election. He knows. Don't worry. So this do not fear says, it means don't be anxious. It's don't worry. Don't be afraid. Okay, now let's cruise down this scripture one more, a little bit more. And who's he talking to? Little flock. So little flock. So he's referring to us as the flock. Guess what? So that means that we are what? Y'all gotta come. Y'all go with me. Talk to me. I'm teaching mode now, so I'm just pretending like you're not here. So he's referring to us as what? Sheep. So here we are, sheep. That's what I just shared with the kids, right? Sheep. And then back up, there's a word, little. So think about it. He's referring to us as little sheep. Little sheep. Small. Weak. Vulnerable. He's really reminding us that that's really true. I mean, we can be all brave and strong and ta-da-da-da. But honestly, sorry, your special effects kicked in. But we are honestly weak. But in our weakness, he's made what? Strong. So he's reminding us here that, hey, we're just little sheep. And we're weak. And we're vulnerable. Don't forget that. So if we're little sheep, and we're his flock, so what is this scripture telling us? And flock, then we need a what? We need a shepherd. So here, Jesus is referring to now as a shepherd. And the shepherd is smart and wise. The shepherd has been down this trail before. The shepherd understands the weakness of the sheep. They know everything about the sheep, the good and the bad. They know the problems that the sheep face because that shepherd has been there and walked with them sheep in and out of all those hills and mountains and dry lands. So this shepherd understands the sheep. Jesus understands us. He's the shepherd. So if we look at these titles that God said, let's cruise on down the verse here. For, which is the little word that connects the two propositions, right? So anyway, so he's cruising now. For it is your what? For it is your what? Fathers. Y'all come and play with me now. I know I'm being a little untraditional here, but that's okay. We're family, right? And please don't let think I'm insulting your intelligence. If you got that going on, you need to come down and repent. It's called pride, right? So anyway, so here we go. I'm meddling now, Adam. I back up. So here he's talking about the Father. So shepherd, now he's talking about Father. So the Father is part of that family unit. The Father cares for him. Right? Cares for the family. There's that family bond. You know, I love the song, He's a Good, Good Father, because He really is. God loves you, and He's our Father when we've been adopted into His family. Amen? So let's go down some more through this scripture. It's Father. So the Father's good pleasure to give you the what? Kingdom. So now He's a what? To have a kingdom, you need a what? You need a king. So now He's shepherd. He's our Father. And now He's king. He's our king. Think about that. The king is strong. Wow. He's strong. He's able to use His power, His army, to protect us, to keep us safe, to look out for His subjects. He's the king. Think about that. And just one little verse, now you've got, do not be afraid, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So He's wise like a shepherd. He's caring like a father. And He's strong like a king. Just in this one little tiny verse, we get all this. Now, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to what? To give you the kingdom, to give you peace, to give you salvation. Amen? I mean, He loves us. Even when we are in our mess, in our sin, He gives, wants to give to us. Guys, these are the reasons we should not fear. These are the reasons we should not fear. That we have a shepherd who understands where we're at and what we're going through. We have a Father who cares about us and loves us and watching out for us. And we have a King that is here to protect us and keep us safe. Amen? My friends, whatever happens in America next week, next year, or the next 4 years, let me assure you of a few things that will never change. God Almighty is still King of Kings. He is still in charge of everything. He still has us in the palm of His hand. He promised He would never leave us or forsake us. He is our help in the time of trouble. And He is our great deliverer. And I'll end it with this scripture, Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will hold you with my righteous right hand. We can stand on that, my friends. So I encourage you to keep your eyes on Jesus. Study His Word daily and be courageous. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank You, Lord, for Your Word. Thank You, Lord, for the folks that are here today. We're right now in one accord, Father. In this prayer, we give You everything. Our worries, our concerns, our issues, the things that's bothering us, we just give it over to You, Father. And we lay it at the foot of the cross. And we trust You completely. But whatever happens in this election, Father, we're just going to trust you and do the best we can. We're going to get up in the morning on Wednesday, and we're going to go to work, and we're going to earn a living and take care of our families and pay our bills. And we're going to trust you. We'll trust you that you're in control and you're guiding our country. Father, there's one here this morning that does not know you as Savior. They're in this song of invitation. Father, I pray they'll come down and get saved and give their life to Christ now. Now's the time. The Bible says the day is the day of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.